Whereas for the purpose of bylaw 152-10, the municipality must designate one or more officials, competent authority, to see to the application of the bylaw and to issue statements of offense for any contravention of any of the provisions of the MRC de Colline de l'Outaouais bylaw governing matters related to the flow of water from watercourses. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber and seconded by Councillor Susan McKay and resolved that the Municipality of Pontiac designate Mrs. Isabelle Rondeau, building technician, as the competent authority responsible for ensuring the application of the bylaw governing matters related to the flow of water and watercourses of the MRC des Collines de l'Outaouais and to issue statements of offense for any contravention to any of the provisions of this bylaw. It is also resolved that a copy of this resolution be forwarded to the MRC des Collines de l'Outaouais. All in favor?
Question?
Yes.
So we are now going to look after part of the MRC's responsibility?
Well, they have that authority. Our municipality can go in and have that authority over the MRC.
But we already gave it to the MRC.
Yes. And now our municipality will have the power to intervene as well.
It's as well. It's not removing it from the MRC and creating an additional function.
Here, did you want to speak to that? Yeah, can
one at a time.
I do one at a time.
Here, we'll...
Nancy, just that we give a power to the building technician so we'll be able to issue a contravention if there is any offense to any bylaw. But the responsibility remain in the MRC.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor?
Four.
Carried unanimously. Item 8.5.
Item 8.5, c'est la désignation d'une personne à titre de conciliateur arbitre pour régler des mésententes en zone agricole relativement aux clôtures mitoyennes, aux fossés mitoyens, aux découverts et aux fossés de drainage. Considérant que la municipalité a procédé à l'embauche d'une technicienne en bâtiment, considérant que la loi sur les compétences municipales, loi C47.1, prévoit que chaque municipalité ayant une zone verte ou des terres exploitées à des fins agricoles ou forestières doit nommer un conciliateur arbitre dans le but de régler des mésententes en zone agricole relativement aux clôtures mitoyennes, aux fossés mitoyens, aux découverts et aux fossés de drainage. Par conséquent, il est proposé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Leslie Ann Barber et résolu de nommer Mme Isabelle Rondeau à titre de conciliateur arbitre dans le but de régler des mésententes en zone agricole relativement aux clôtures mitoyennes, aux fossés mitoyens, aux découverts et aux fossés de drainage.
Designation of one person as a conciliator arbitrator to settle disagreements in an agricultural zone with respect to common fences, common ditches, overburden of drainage ditches. Whereas the municipality proceeded with the hiring of a building technician, whereas the Municipal Powers Act, C-47.1, provides that every municipality having a green zone or land used for agricultural or forestry purposes must appoint a conciliator arbitrator for the purpose of settling disagreements in agricultural zones related to common fences, common ditches, overburden of drainage ditches. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Thomas Howard and seconded by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber and resolved to appoint Mrs. Isabelle Rondeau as arbitrator conciliator for the purposes of settling disagreements in the agricultural zone regarding common fences, common ditches, overburden of drainage ditches. All in favor?
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously.
C'est une demande d'appui aux syndicats locaux de la Fédération de l'UPA de l'Outaouais-Laurentide, le FUPAOL, et de l'Abitibi-Témiscamingue. Considérant que la demande pour les produits de l'érable du Québec augmente régulièrement à chaque année, voire 7 % par année, considérant que les terres publiques de l'Outaouais-Laurentide et de la Abitibi-Témiscamingue sont peu exploitées pour la sériculture et représentent un potentiel acéricole important à protéger de 30 à 50 millions d'entailles, considérant que notre projet s'inscrit parfaitement dans les objectifs de la stratégie de développement durable des forêts des ministères de la Forêt et de l'Environnement, considérant que nos observations et recherches démontrent que le secteur acéricole est négligé dans les actions concrètes de nos instances gouvernementales régionales, considérant que cultiver nos forêts et érablières a un véritable impact positif au niveau du développement économique de nos régions, considérant que la protection de nos écosystèmes et du climat passe par le maintien des forêts cultivées, puisqu'elles constituent un réservoir pour notre plus grande richesse naturelle, soit l'eau, qui s'écoule du nord vers la vallée de l'Outaouais, considérant que notre région peut s'inspirer des modèles et initiatives de gestion intégrée de la forêt développées au Bas-Saint-Laurent et en Estrie pour valoriser nos terres publiques et érablières, considérant que c'est un enjeu qui concerne tous les acteurs du milieu, municipalités, les MRC, les producteurs agricoles et gouvernements. Par conséquent, il est proposé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et résolu que le SPAOL obtienne une lettre d'appui des syndicats locaux des MRC, municipalités et des députés afin de sensibiliser les gouvernements provinciaux à l'urgence de cultiver les érablières publiques et protéger le potentiel acéricole de nos forêts.
Federation Outaouais-Laurentide, FUPAOL, and Abitibi-Témiscamingue. Whereas the demand for Quebec maple products regularly increases every year 7% per year. Whereas public lands in the Outaouais-Laurentide and Abitibi-Témiscamingue region are little used for maple syrup production and represent an important maple potential. 30 to 50 million taps. Whereas our project is perfectly in line with the objectives of the sustainable forest development strategies of the Ministry of Forest and Environment. Whereas our observations and research show that the maple syrup sector is neglected in the concrete actions of our regional government authorities. Whereas cultivating our forests and maple groves have a real positive impact on economic development in our region. Whereas the protection of our ecosystems and climate requires the maintenance of cultivated forests since they constitute a reservoir for our greatest natural resource, water, which flows from the north through the Ottawa Valley. Whereas our region can draw inspiration from integrated forest management models and initiatives developed in the lower St. Lawrence and eastern townships to enhance the value of our public lands and maple groves. Whereas this is an issue that concerns all stakeholders, municipalities, MRCs, agricultural producers, and governments. Therefore, it was moved by Councillor Thomas Howard and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Parfait and resolved that the SPAOL obtain a letter of support from local unions, MRCs, municipalities, and MNEs in order to sensitize the provincial governments to the urgency of cultivating public maple sugar bushes and protecting the maple potential of our forests. All in favor? Carried unanimously. I'm sorry. Nancy, did you vote?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Item 9.1.
Item 9.1, c'est le contrat de location pour le Women's Institute au grenier des collines de l'Outaouais. Considérant qu'une demande d'utilisation d'espace a été déposée de la part de l'organisme Le Grenier des Collines et présentée lors du caucus du mois d'août, considérant que la Banque alimentaire de la MRC des Collines a vu ses demandes de services grandement augmenter dans le secteur de la municipalité de Pontiac et a besoin d'espaces supplémentaires afin de rencontrer ses demandes additionnelles causées par la pandémie, considérant que l'organisme désire augmenter l'approvisionnement de toutes sortes, mais principalement de fruits et de légumes en créant des partenariats sur le territoire termes, dépanneurs, citoyens, etc. Considérant que le grenier des collines a reçu un financement par le FUAC pour faire l'embauche d'un animateur, d'une animatrice intervenante, qui pourra faire des interventions plus personnalisées avec les usagers et les accompagner dans leur cheminement. Considérant que la municipalité de Pontiac soutient le grenier des collines avec sa politique de support aux organismes communautaires, considérant qu'avec cette entente de location, la municipalité de Pontiac remplira son mandat pour le support apporté au grenier des collines en biens plutôt qu'avec une contribution financière. Par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Leslie Ann Barber et résolu que le conseil autorise la directrice des loisirs de la vie communautaire à signer un contrat de location d'espace pour une période de 5 ans avec le grenier des collines pour l'utilisation de l'édifice Women's Institute 2 jours par semaine.
Can we turn our mics off? Sorry. Lease contract, Women's Institute, Grenier des Collines, whereas a request for the use of space was submitted by Le Grenier des Collines and presented at the August pre-meeting, whereas the food bank of the MRC des Collines has seen the demand for its services greatly increased in the municipality of Pontiac and requires additional space to meet this increased demand due to the pandemic, whereas the organization wishes to increase the supply of all kinds, but mainly fruit and vegetables, by creating partnerships on the territory with farms, convenience stores, citizens, etc. Whereas Le Grenier des Collines has received funding from the FUAC to hire an animator intervener who will be able to make more personalized interventions with users and support them in their progress. Whereas the municipality of Pontiac supports Le Grenier des Collines through its policy and support of community-based organizations. Whereas with this rental agreement, the municipality of Pontiac will be fulfilling its mandate to support the Grenier des Collines in kind rather than a financial contribution. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber and resolved that Council authorizes the Director of Recreation and Community Life to sign a 5-year space lease agreement with the Grenier des Collines for the use of the Women's Institute building for 2 days a week. All in favor?
Just have a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
So Le Grenier is asking 2 days per week?
That's correct.
The hall will be available for other rent on other days?
That's correct.
Okay.
All in favor?
Or
against? Carried unanimously.
Item 9.2, c'est un contrat de location, soit le centre communautaire de Couillon, pour le centre de conditionnement physique de Couillon. Considérant que le centre communautaire de conditionnement physique a besoin d'espace additionnel à cause des restrictions imposées par le COVID, et ce, afin de répondre aux besoins de la communauté, considérant que la demande répond aux besoins du centre de conditionnement et aux besoins de la municipalité de Pontiac et permet d'offrir différents services d'activité physique et de plein air et d'augmenter la fréquence d'utilisation du parc récréatif de Couillon par l'entremise d'activités sportives qui seront offertes aux citoyens par le centre de conditionnement. Considérant que le projet permet d'avoir une ressource à l'accueil du centre communautaire de Couillon pour diriger les citoyens et les touristes. Considérant que la municipalité de Pontiac, avec sa politique de support aux organismes communautaires, considérant qu'avec cette entente de location, la municipalité de Pontiac remplira son mandat pour le support apporté à la maison de la famille en bien, plutôt qu'avec une contribution financière, considérant qu'avec cette entente, la maison de la famille accepte également de fournir un accès gratuit au centre conditionnement physique communautaire aux pompiers de la municipalité de Pontiac, par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et résolu que le conseil autorise la directrice des loisirs de la vie communautaire à signer un contrat de location d'espace pour une période de 5 ans avec la maison de la famille de Couillon. Oh, Joanne, you're muted.
Sorry about that. Lease agreement, Couillon Community Center, Couillon Fitness Center. Whereas the Community Fitness Center requires additional space due to the COVID restrictions to meet the needs of the community. Whereas this request meets the needs of the fitness center and of the municipality of Pontiac and allows the provisions of various physical activities and outdoor services, as well as increasing the frequency of use of the Couillon Recreational Park through sports activities to be afforded to citizens by the fitness center. Whereas this project will provide a resource at the reception desk of the Couillon Community Center to guide citizens and tourists, whereas the municipality of Pontiac supports the Family Center through its policy and support of community-based organizations, Whereas with this rental agreement, the municipality of Pontiac will be fulfilling its mandate in support of the family center in kind rather than financial contribution. Whereas as part of this agreement, the family center also agrees to provide free access to the fitness center to its the municipality of Pontiac's firefighters. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Parti and resolved that Council authorizes the Director of Recreation and Community Life to sign a space rental agreement for a period of 5 years with the Cuello Family Center.
Question?
Yes, Nancy?
I'm not sure why we need a person to guide tourists, et cetera, from the community center. And the other thing is, I'm wondering why we chose 5 years instead of a 1 year term trial basis.
Well, we all know that the pandemic is not going to be behind us.
I can't hear you, Joanne.
We have no end date to the pandemic. We don't know how long the conditions of the current pandemic are with us. So we gave them a 5 year lease.
And that's the only reason?
Pretty much.
All right.
I think everybody at council felt that it was a really good use of space. It would get people in the building again. And they've hired a full-time employee who is a physical fitness instructor, a retired professional soccer player from France who played professionally there. And he is organizing soccer leagues and youth programs, and being there close to the park just makes it that much easier for them as well. So there were some added benefits, but that's the real reason is the lack of space. So all in favor?
Four.
Against?
I'm in favor of what Nancy suggested, a one-year lease, so I'm voting against.
Okay, so can I have the vote again? Did everybody raise their hand so I can count the vote? Who's in favor? Nancy, I can't see you, so
I'm holding up my hand. I'm against.
Okay, so I've got four people for and two against, carried by majority. We've done 9.4.
Item 9.3, c'est une demande de financement pour le Fonds Régions et Ruralités, volet 1, soutien au rayonnement des régions. Considérant que la municipalité de Pontiac souhaite présenter une demande d'appui financière pour appuyer le projet de développement de PME en transformation alimentaire, considérant que la cuisine du centre communautaire de Couillon a été conçue et équipée spécialement pour accueillir les petites entreprises existantes ou en démarrage, considérant que le projet sera fait en partenariat avec les entreprises et les agriculteurs de la région, considérant que ce projet a pour objectif d'augmenter l'offre alimentaire de la municipalité et des municipalités voisines, considérant qu'il s'agit d'un projet qui permettra de rattraper le retard historique de la région en matière de développement économique, de favoriser un développement fort et durable des communautés fondé sur la solidarité, considérant les recommandations de la directrice des loisirs et de la vie communautaire. Par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Leslie Ann Barber et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et résolu que ce conseil autorise la demande de soutien financier dans le cadre du programme Fonds Région et Ruralité volet 1. Il est également résolu d'autoriser Mme Elsa Sylvestre, directrice des loisirs et de la vie communautaire, à agir à titre de mandataire délégué pour le suivi de la demande d'appui financier et à signer la convention d'aide financière au nom de la municipalité de Pontiac.
Application for funding, Région et Ruralité volet 1, support for regional outreach. Whereas the municipality of Pontiac wishes to submit a request for financial support for the development project for small and medium-sized businesses and food processing. Whereas the kitchen at the Cuello Community Center was specifically designated and equipped to accommodate existing or start-up small businesses. Whereas the project will be carried out in partnership with local businesses and farmers. Whereas the objective of this project is to increase the food supply in the municipality and neighboring municipalities. Whereas this project will help catch up with the region's historical backwardness in terms of economic development and promote strong and sustainable community development based on solidarity. Whereas the recommendations of the Director of Recreation Community Life Therefore, it's moved by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Parfait, and resolved that Council authorizes the application for financial support under the Fonds de Région en Ruralité Volet 1 program. It is also resolved to authorize Mrs. Elsa Sylvestre, Director of Recreation and Community Life, to act as the delegated representative for the follow-up of the financial support application and to sign the financial assistance agreements on behalf of the Municipality of Pontiac.
I have a question.
Yes, Nancy?
The previous resolution, you gave the rental of the community center to the family center. And are you excluding the kitchen from that rental agreement?
The only space that the family center has with the community center is that small room in the back. They do not have access to the entire building. They certainly don't have access to the kitchen unless they rent it aside
or request it aside. So it's just that one room to the left where they're going to be putting the gym. It's possible that they'll be requesting the use of the other spaces if they have a Pilates class or something like that. But the gym is only in the far north corner.
Okay, that better be specified in the rental agreement.
Okay, we'll make a note of that. All in favor?
Four.
Four.
Carried unanimously. 9.4.
9.4, c'est une proclamation des Journées de la culture. Considérant que la culture constitue un des principaux facteurs d'identité de la municipalité de Pontiac et de la qualité de vie de ses citoyens, considérant que la culture est un élément indissociable du développement des individus et de la société. Considérant que la culture naît et s'épanouit d'abord au sein des territoires locaux. Considérant que la municipalité de Pontiac a déjà manifesté dans le cadre de sa politique de reconnaissance et de soutien aux organismes, sa volonté d'appuyer concrètement les initiatives qui visent l'affirmation de son identité culturelle et la participation active de ses citoyens à la vie culturelle. Considérant que le milieu culturel s'est concerté afin de mettre sur pied un événement annuel, soit les Journées nationales de la culture, visant à regrouper une multitude de manifestations culturelles sous un grand thème commun et dans l'ensemble du territoire, en favorisant les plus grands accès aux arts, au patrimoine et à la culture. Considérant que l'événement se fonde sur une véritable préoccupation de démocratisation culturelle, par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Suzanne McKay et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry, et résolu que la municipalité de Pontiac, à l'instar de l'Assemblée nationale du Québec, proclame Journée de la culture le dernier vendredi de septembre et les deux jours suivants de chaque année dans le but de manifester de façon tangible l'attachement qu'elle porte à la culture.
Proclamation of the Journée de la Culture. Whereas culture is one of the main factors in the identity of the municipality of Pontiac and the quality of life of its citizens. Whereas cultural is an inseparable element in the development of individuals and society. Whereas culture is born and flourishes first and foremost within local territories. Whereas the municipality of Pontiac has already demonstrated as part of its policy of recognition for the support of organizations, its willingness to concretely support the initiatives aimed at showing its cultural identity and the activities, active participation of its citizens in cultural life. Whereas the cultural community has worked together to organize an annual event, Les Journées Nationales de la Culture, aimed at bringing together a multitude of cultural events under a common theme and throughout the territory, promoting greater access to art, heritage, and culture. Whereas the event is based on a genuine concern for cultural democratization, therefore it is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Isabelle Parfait, and resolved that the Municipality of Pontiac, following the example of the National Assembly of Quebec, proclaim the last Friday of September and the two following days of each year as Les Journées de la Culture in order to demonstrate in a tangible way its attachment to culture. All in favor?
Four.
Any against? Carried unanimously. 9.5.
9.5, participation financière de la municipalité de Pontiac au projet Parcours des collines et d'eau, phase 2 de la MRC des collines de l'Outaouais. Considérant que le parcours de collines et d'eau a pour objectif d'attirer les touristes à parcourir un circuit patrimonial sur le territoire des collines, d'offrir une visibilité accrue aux artistes et artisans locaux, d'intégrer le circuit régional route touristique de l'Outaouais, les chemins d'eau, et d'offrir aux visiteurs de la région de l'Outaouais une vitrine sur le passé, l'histoire et le patrimoine de la MRC des collines de l'Outaouais. Considérant que le CLD des collines de l'Outaouais a octroyé une subvention de 10 700 par municipalité pour la poursuite du projet de circuit d'art public de collines et d'eau entre 2018 et 2020. Considérant que le CLD des collines de l'Outaouais demande à la municipalité de Pontiac de lui confirmer sa participation financière et logistique d'un minimum de 3 000 taxes en sus pour l'acquisition d'œuvres d'art. Considérant que le CLD des collines de l'Outaouais a été intégré à la MRC des collines de l'Outaouais et que cette dernière a confirmé dans une lettre datée du 18 décembre 2019 son intention de poursuivre le financement de la phase 2 du projet Parcours de collines et d'eau, considérant que ce conseil croit opportun de participer à ce projet de mise en valeur en installant une troisième structure artistique d'interprétation patrimoniale sur son territoire en 2020. Par conséquent, elle est proposée par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyée par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et résolue que la municipalité de Pontiac participe au projet Parcours des collines et d'eau phase 2. Il est aussi résolu d'autoriser la directrice du service des loisirs et de la vie communautaire à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité de Pontiac tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. Finalement, il est résolu que le projet soit financé par deux postes budgétaires, soit 2 000 du poste budgétaire 02-70-100-346 et 1 000 du poste budgétaire 02-70-100-970.
Financial participation of the municipality of Pontiac in the De Collines de l'Eau Route Project, Phase 2, MRC De Collines de l'Outaouais. Whereas the objectives of the De Collines et de l'Eau route project are to attract tourists to take a heritage tour on the territory of the Collines to offering increased visibility to local artists and artisans, to integrate the regional tour of route touristique de l'Outaouais, les chemins de l'eau, and to offer visitors to the Outaouais region a showcase of the past, history, and heritage of the MRC des Collines de l'Outaouais. Whereas the CLD des Collines de l'Outaouais was granted a subsidy of $10,700 per municipality for the construction of public art in the Collines et de l'Eau circuit project between 2018 and 2020. Whereas the CLD des Collines de l'Outaouais is asking the municipality of Pontiac to confirm its financial and logistical participation of a minimum of $3,000, taxes not included, for the acquisition of works of art. Whereas the CLD des Collines de l'Outaouais has been integrated into the MRC des Collines de l'Outaouais, and the latter has confirmed in a letter dated December 18, 2019, its intention to continue funding Phase 2 of the Collines et de l'Eau route project. Whereas this council believes it is appropriate to participate in the enhancement project by installing a third artistic heritage interpretation structure on its territory in 2020. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Thomas Howard and resolved that the municipality of Pontiac participate in the De Collines et de l'Eau route project phase 2 and is also resolved to authorize the Director of Recreation and Community Life to sign for and in the name of the municipality of Pontiac all documents giving effect to this resolution. Finally, it is resolved that the project be financed by two budget items, namely $2,000 from budget item 02701003 46 and $1,000 from budget item 02701009 70.
I have a question.
Yes, Nancy?
What was the second project?
I think that there is two pieces of art, but three panels. I think we got the funding for a third panel. Is that correct? It's just two panels. We're putting in the one here in Luskville and the one at the next location, wherever this is going to be.
Two more.
Okay, which will make it three. So okay. There's two pieces of art, but three panels.
Okay. The first thing that we did was the obelisk.
Yes.
The second one we did was what?
Well, this is it. This is the second and third. So it will be one piece of art and two panels.
And it's going where?
Well, that hasn't been decided yet. They have to go out to call for artists and projection submissions.
Okay, so it's the second and the third piece mm-hmm. of art.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that, in fact, I would put it as a second artistic heritage interpretation and change that from third to second, but we'll confirm that tomorrow.
Okay.
I think you're right, Nancy. It should say second, but if it's two panels, that's so be it. But it will only be two pieces of art. Can we confirm? So all in favor?
Joanna had a question.
Yes, Scott?
So the decision, the final decision of where this piece of art goes, will that be the director of recreation making that decision, or will that come back to council?
Council.
I'm sorry, John, I didn't hear you.
Spoke to that at the last caucus meeting. You had said to accept submissions from both Leo and Breckenridge, and then which is the better.
Okay, I just caught part of that.
Can you hear me?
Better. That's better.
Can everybody else hear me?
Now we can.
Sorry, I'm at the municipality.
I think it helps when you're closer to the computer, Jen.
Pretty close. Otherwise, you'll see my nose hair and my Voldemort scar. The caucus already gave us a direction on that at the last time we met, Scott, and you pushed that to have calls for artists to be submitted for both Breckenridge and Quio, and then we would take the best project out of that. That was the direction you gave to Elsa. So all in favor? Did everybody understand that? Understand me? Okay. All in favor?
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. 9.6.
C'est une résolution en faveur d'une aide financière pour la filiale 231 de la Légion canadienne en raison de la pandémie. Considérant que la filiale 231 de la Légion royale canadienne est un organisme local à but sans lucratif qui offre un soutien aux anciens combattants locaux, au personnel militaire et à leurs familles. Considérant que pendant cette période sans précédent de la pandémie de COVID, la filiale 231 de la Légion royale canadienne a connu une baisse importante de ses revenus en raison des restrictions pandémiques qui ont eu une incidence sur sa capacité de fonctionner. Considérant que la municipalité a adopté une politique de soutien aux organismes communautaires, considérant que la Légion royale canadienne n'est pas admissible à un financement d'urgence par le biais du programme fédéral d'aide d'urgence. Par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et résolu de fournir un financement d'urgence à la filiale 231 de la Légion royale canadienne sous la forme d'une subvention de 2 000 $ selon les conditions énoncées dans la politique de soutien aux organismes communautaires. Il faudrait ajouter sur présentation du formulaire.
Well, that would be one of the conditions in the policy, wouldn't it? That they fill out the form.
Oh, I thought, okay.
I think you're bugged, Leslie-Ann.
No, I'm done.
Oh, okay, sorry. It just seemed like such a harsh... Okay, donc, resolution in support of financial assistance for the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 231 due to the pandemic. Whereas the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 231 is a local not-for-profit organization which provides support to local veterans, military personnel, and their families. Whereas during this unprecedented time of the COVID pandemic, the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 231 has experienced a significant decline in revenues due to the pandemic restrictions, which has impacted its ability to operate. Whereas the municipality has adopted a policy in support of community-based organizations, whereas the Royal Canadian Legion does not qualify for emergency COVID funding through the Federal Emergency Assistance Program. Therefore, it is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Thomas Howard and resolved to provide emergency funding to the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 231 in a grant of $2,500 under the conditions set out in the policy for the support of community-based organizations. All in favor?
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Item 10, c'est le dépôt des documents, tabling of documents. Did we table anything? Okay. Item 10.1, c'est le... Did you want to read it? I don't want to take your...
It's all good. C'est le dépôt du rapport relatif à la délégation d'autorisation des dépenses et dépenses incompressibles du 1er au 25 août 2020.
Delegation of authorization of expenses and fixed expenses from August 1st to 25th,
2020. 10.2, c'est le dépôt des procès-verbaux de correction du 25 mars et du 7 juillet 2020, ainsi que des procès-verbaux corrigés. Oh, we can't hear you.
Okay, Jim, excuse tabling of the report related to the delegation of authorized. Wait, I did that one already, right? Where is 10.2? Oh, it's on the back of this one. Sorry. Tabling of the report correcting the minutes of the March 25th and July 7th, 2020, and of the corrected minutes. Okay, so we still have a couple of people from the public who are here. Normally, we haven't done our open question period by Zoom before, but seeing that there were no questions to the public at the beginning of the meeting, I'll certainly be happy to open the floor up if anybody has any questions at the end of the meeting. You can use your participants or unmute yourself and go ahead. Okay, I'm assuming that's a no. Item 11, levé de la séance.
Joanna had a question before we closed.
Yes, Scott?
I was getting a couple of emails from people that had submitted questions for the question period at the beginning, and apparently they had a confirmation from Manon, and I'm just wondering what could have possibly happened to those questions.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but this meeting, the question period was open for people to come and present themselves to the council meeting. A number of people were invited and asked for a link to participate so that they could ask their questions, but they're not here to ask a question.
Okay, they had to be present to ask the question, is that what I understand?
Yes, like any open council meeting.
Okay, and it wasn't like the previous, I'm sorry,
they had said that they would participate in the meeting, those who had questions were not here.
So it wasn't like the previous meeting where they could submit their questions by email?
No, that was clear in the last Facebook, and we discussed this at caucus as well, where I said there will be no more emailing us with your questions in advance. It would be open to the floor to people to ask questions. We discussed that at the last caucus, the process, the format, and that was indicated on the website and on the Facebook page. And the people that did ask for questions did say they knew the format and they said they would be present at tonight's meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Il est proposé par conseillère Madame Susan McKay et appuyé par conseillère Isabelle Patry et résolu de lever la séance à 8h19 avant d'épuiser l'ordre du jour. Closing of the meeting, it is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Isabel Patrick and resolved to close the meeting at 8:19, having gone through the agenda. All in favor?
Four.
Against? Carried unanimously. Good night, everyone, and thank you to the members of the public who joined in on our Zoom meeting.
Thank you.
Night.
Night.
Good night.